So I'm a man that is full of God's Spirit. See, I have all that God can give. See, I've received of His Spirit. And I've received all that He can give. See, I will grow yet more in the knowledge of that which He has given. And I see myself better and better by the day. Hallelujah. So one of the most important things for the believer is to see yourself the way God sees you. Right? Anyways, let's go into the word this morning. Let's agree in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your Spirit that you have so richly given unto us upon your resurrection. Our hearts are full with thanksgiving, and we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask and receive this morning that the truth of God's word is taught with accuracy, with clarity, with precision. There is no confusion, no contradiction. Our hearts are receptive to receive the word of truth this morning, and we declare and decree at the end of today's meeting as saints, we are edified and Christ alone is glorified. Hallelujah. Turn with me quickly to John 3. John 3. John chapter 3. Are in John chapter 3. So if you look carefully at John chapter 3, look carefully at verse 3. John 3, 3. John chapter 3, verse 3. So what it says there? It says, Jesus answered and said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Or, very, very, I say unto you rather, except a man be what? Born again, he cannot what? See the kingdom of God. So from what Jesus is teaching, to see the kingdom of God, you have to be what? Born again. Hold on. Now, Nicodemus asked and said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his what? Mother's womb and be what? Be born. Now Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, except a man be born of what? Born of water and of the Spirit. If you have a good Bible, the word of is in what? Italics. Right, John 3, verse 5. So how do you read that better? Verily I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, and what? The Spirit. Now, we've talked over time, the word and is the word in the Greek, he, kai, anyhow you want to pronounce it, and is a word that sometimes can be used to further explain what was said before. So how do you read that? Verily, verily I say unto you, except a man be born of water, which is the Spirit. So it means that Jesus, or in this narrative, water will be used figuratively to talk about the Spirit. Right? So does God have the water to wash a man? Okay? Yes, I know. Yes? Right? Does God have water to wash a man? What is the water? The Spirit. Did you see that? So hold your hands in John 3 and go to Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36, quickly. Ezekiel 36:25. Ezekiel chapter 26, verse 36 rather, verse 25. Okay, for context, go back to 24. Ezekiel 36:24. For I will take you out from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your land. Who is talking? God is talking through who? The utterance of Ezekiel. How do you know? Go back to verse 22. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus says the what? The Lord God. So God is saying, say unto the house of Israel. So if God will talk, where will we hear God's voice primarily from? Another man talking. So Ezekiel will be a man that God will say to him, say to Israel. So when they hear Ezekiel, who should they hear? God. Right? So if they want to hear God in this narrative, who will they look forward to hear? Ezekiel. Right? You know, I've taught that over time. Jesus will stand in front of John the Baptist, right, to be baptized, and the Bible will say that he was what? Praying. And as he was praying, what happened? The Bible will now say the heavens what? Opened. Right? And when you say the heavens opened, what happened? You said a voice came from heaven. We've taught that over time. So what is the voice that came from heaven that did, what is the voice that, or where do you hear the voice that came from heaven that opened? From the lips of Jesus. So in Jesus, she's talking, we see God talking. Right? So Jesus will say, so John will hear, thou art the beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Where is John hearing it from? Jesus' mouth. Who is talking? God. Are we together? So the Bible says a dove, you know, the Spirit of God descended like a dove. Was that dove? No. Right? So there was no dove that descended on the head of who? Jesus. Altogether. The significance or the symbol of the Holy Spirit is not dove. Are we together? Right? The symbol of the Holy Spirit is not dove. What was spoken about in that verse was trying to describe a characteristics of a dove. Which speaks about being calm, it could speak about so many things. Are we together? So when he says the Spirit of God descended like a dove on the head of Jesus, don't think of dove. There wasn't a white dove. The Spirit of God is not white dove. Are we together? Right? There wasn't a white dove that flew, and of all the places he found to land, it was the head of Jesus. Right? To say that, we mean that the Holy Ghost is a bird. Are we together? And to say that Jesus or John the Baptist saw a literal bird, and we say that's a symbol of the Spirit, it means that when he became born again, what came into you? A dove. Where did he enter from? Did you get that? So the Bible will say that Jesus was speaking and the heavens opened. Now don't forget, in the Bible, heaven, I've said it over time, heaven is not used for the place where dead people go to. Are we together? Are we together? Heaven is not used, or you don't see Jesus say heaven is where dead people go to. No. Heaven in Bible language is used to speak about the unseen or the supernatural. Are we together? And that's why you realize in Genesis 1, Bible says in the beginning, God what? Created the what? Heavens and the earth. Where do you think you will find heaven and earth? On the earth. Don't forget, what is heaven? Unseen. So where is heaven and earth going to be found? On the earth. Right? So, and that's why you see in the news, you now see the earth was without form and void, and we say that's the character of man and man being in darkness. Right? But you must understand that when the Bible says heaven, Bible will say, Jesus will say, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. He is not saying all authority in the land of the grave. No. Are we together? For heaven to be the place where Jesus ascended to upon the resurrection, which is the land of the dead, it means that when Jesus died and resurrected and he went to heaven, he went to the land of the dead. To do what? To rule over their affairs. Are we together? Right? So we will see heaven and earth from the cross. So when heaven wants to speak to you, right, more often than not, you see a man. Because a man will be used. So heaven and earth is like a very summarized way of talking about a temple. So to the people of scriptures, when they talk about temple, they see a building where the physical and supernatural meet. Temple. Are we together? So they believe a supernatural being will come into the temple same way. So that's why we now say we are the temple of God. So what are we housing? We are housing heaven. What is heaven? Supernatural. What is supernatural? Unseen. You get that? So God in heaven is not God in the sky. Else, man will fly there one day. You get that? God in the heaven is not God in the sky. Man, the way man is going, this man, you people, the way you are going, you will find it. Some people have started talking about building. You know, the earth is not the only planet. So people have started, that's to make you even see that Genesis 1 is not talking about planets. As man has finished with this planet, we are over here. Listen, people are trying to build a life on different planets now. You hear people say they have money, I just want to visit space. To say God is in the sky will mean that you can go above the earth and look at the earth and look at God's house. Which is right in the real sense, because heaven and earth is on earth. You must see heaven as what? Unseen. Please, you see when I'm saying this thing, it's not because I like to talk. The nonsense we've learned is so gross. It is too gross. It is too heavy. Right? So when I'm saying these things and I'm saying it over time, it's not because there's not too much to teach you. It's because if you don't get the basics, there are lots of things, if we build on everything else, we will crash. Did you get that? So what did God say he will do? Don't forget, so in Ezekiel 36, he says, I will take from among the Ethan, verse 24, and I will gather you out of all countries and bring you into your own land. Carefully look at what is happening in verse 25, Ezekiel 36. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be what? clean. Are you there? So when God's water touches a man, what happens to the man? You are there. When God's water touches a man, what happens to the man? He becomes clean. So what does God do with his water? God uses his water to make man clean. To make a man clean, you have to wash the man. So he needs to sprinkle clean water. We need another way of saying to wash man with water. You get that? What is the end goal of sprinkling clean water? Man is clean. Follow attentively. Right? So look at 26. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Right? I will take away the stony heart of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. You get that? Right? And I will what? Put my spirit within you. Ah, stop. What did Jesus say? A man must be born of water and the spirit. So it means when you see spirit, you can replace with water. When you see water, you can replace with spirit. So in this Ezekiel 36, which of them do we have, water or spirit? Water and spirit. You are following? So it means that he is not talking about two different things. He's not saying I'll first wash you, then give you a spirit. No, the act of washing is the giving of a spirit, which is giving of his what? Water. Right? So it means you will not think of water as H2O primarily. You see, the Bible is a literature book that would need to employ a lot of grammatical principles to understand. Else your head will just be ignoring. And that's why I say not believers, because they're not patient enough to understand the word, right? They just want to do frivolities with their lives. Just want to play with your life, play with your life. You see, happy are you if you are given to sound doctrine such that your children will be rest assured and you'll be rest assured of their future in the Christian faith. I never want to give birth to a child who will go through what I've gone through in the early part of my life in regards to knowledge about God. Because I was in the dark. Altogether. And the easiest thing we see is what? On the last day, we will know. Are we together? So you need to be careful. You see, it is knowledge. Like I said, I started saying something today. Your knowledge influences the kind of things you think of, kind of things you say. You know, your knowledge influences your dream. You know now. Pastor, in my dream, they were chasing me. Lion was chasing me. Tiger was chasing me yesterday, and I just ran. And Pastor, what does it mean? What time are you sleeping? Afternoon. You don't know you're supposed to be at work. If you were at work, we would lie or chase you at that time of the day. Hey, Pastor, hey, in my dream, Pastor, I used to see food. You know, I've had dreams before where they served food before me. I tasted and I said there was no salt. Yeah, and I ate it. You see, your knowledge is what will make you get scared when you have certain dreams. You see, there's some dreams you wake up, you don't need to interpret because it doesn't have interpretation. It is because they told you you must interpret it, you will find it. And you know, usually, your mind will find something. Your mind, is so strong, it will find something. And when you find it, you'll be delivered, you'll be okay. You see, you know, you can have a dream with somebody in mind, with somebody, a physical person you know, the face is appearing, but the dream is not about the person. Right? That's why in the Bible, when you have dreams in the Bible, the godly way to, as a believer, the godly way to examine your dreams is through God's word. Are we together? You finished watching Harry Potter. You slept. You saw yourself disappearing from inside mountain to outside mountain. So, what else will you dream about? See, and that's why you need to feed your heart more with God's word. It is this lack of knowledge that makes people say that COVID vaccine was the Antichrist starting to plan their life on the earth. See, ignorance looks very bad on you. You know, right? Ignorance looks very bad. So, has the COVID not gone now? So, you were able to say 5G. People said 5G is the... 5G is the... Is, that, that's how they want to capture all of you. It has to be all of you. It can't be me. I'm not in the number. Right? Is it not 5G? This, we're recording now, is it not 5G? You see, that's why I told you a few weeks ago, when you see the end of the world, don't be looking for destruction. Me, I know. I'll still say my children's children. Trumpet, journey of trumpet is still far. It's not close. But it's not Jesus that is coming soon, they'll be saying 2,000 years ago. Why don't you think your generation is unique? Are we together? What makes you think you are the unique people that will see? What makes you think? Right? I heard from 1999 to the year 2000, people said that nothing. People started selling their properties. Why? I heard some people, they've been working out. When they said the rapture is coming soon, they started ATM now. You see, it is still that you were leg that you carry to gym to lose the weight because the world will not end. So when we see a church like this given to knowledge, it is too important. You cannot live above your understanding of your Creator. You cannot live above your understanding of your knowledge. You can't. You can't. Your knowledge is the gap, or the cap rather, to the things you will see in your life. So you ought to give yourself primarily to knowledge. It is too important. And you know, I always tell you, right? In proper knowledge, you exhibit the things of the Spirit perfectly, smoothly. You understand? I always tell you, right? You can look at me as a random person on the street, right? And you can, in fact, you can watch our sermons, and you see a lot of times we don't post our spiritual things that happen. So a lot of people just, as soon as they say to me, like, you see, you have the oil and the auction just to teach. You just teach. You see, some people are teachers, some people are prophets, they can see. When he finished talking, he finished the word of knowledge, he zipped his mouth. Finished it with healing, right there. You know, you can finish somebody with healing, with supernatural, you can do it. But the point is, you are not doing it from a place to show off. No, like I said last week, God's palace will be known for the word as the bell. But in the echoes of the bell, the sound of the bell, we'll see the word mighty, miraculous. So, don't go after supernatural at the expense of the word. Because not only believers can see ahead. You know now. Not only believers can see ahead. Not only believers can see the end. I hope you also know. Don't be loud though. Not only believers can hear. Would you know? So what's the difference? It has to be the word. There are people who have gone to meeting doctors to get healed now. Are we together? So what should this thing, because you can't explain away the context of this world without a supernatural. So this world already has a supernatural world in itself. So when you see the practice of certain things and certain negative things, it is actually God's design supernatural being tweeted towards negative. Don't let me get it twisted, okay? So look at Ezekiel 36. I will give you a new heart, that is verse 27, I will put my what? Spirit within you. So when God puts his spirit within you, what can you say he has done? Giving you a new heart. What again can you say he has done? He has washed. What again can you say he has done? Sprinkled you with clean water. Then who are you? You are clean. Now, is this done literally? Yeah. So, you see people as well, they say before you serve in the local church, they must dip you into water. Right? Name of Father, name of Son, name of Holy Spirit. Right? And they say, go, for you are new. You see, more often than not, what happened to you there is you got dirtier. Especially if you are not the first person that went into the water. Do you get that? Right? Water, H2O, cannot have an effect on your heart. Are we together? Right? So, the question of your heart. So, why do people do baptism? Well, I've done quite a number of hours on teaching on that. You can visit our website or what? Refresh your mind or start from there or wait till I teach it. Are we together? Right? Same thing with bread and wine. Are we together? Right? You are coming to church, somebody is passing through in front of you, and you are solemn. Don't you know that when you remember the victory of Jesus, you should rejoice? You are solemn. If you sinned, today is Sunday. If you sinned, how many of you went to where you should not go last night? as this tray is coming to your side, if you touch it, if you touch it, you are done. Right? Then you now you'll be closing your eyes, you'll be doing as if you don't know the tray is coming towards you. you know that is how you know you can use that method to know people who are living a life they are not sure of. Let's look at the communion service and see those who are missing it. That's the best way to expose. All together. So we find ourselves wasting time, because it's a waste of time. Unfortunately, I know we stay on living bread. You go and buy shortbread. Shortbread that they pack sugar. They pack sugar inside the shortbread, they now slice it for you. They now put one little cup, like, you know, life has started getting better because in the fact that they now sell it as a whole. You know now? Maybe we want a communion. You are safe, oh. Are we together? So, in most times, what do? We pick the practice of things and we make it the thing. Are we together? We pick the practice of thing. You see, but Jesus says you should do this and be remembering it. So Jesus will say to remember me, think of bread. Is that how to remember him? Think of when you see bread, you remember I see your body. Just like it was crucified. Is that what you think he will be saying? Right? So like I said, I've thought that extensively. But what am I saying really? Whatever doctrine and practice you actually exhibit is dependent on your level of what? Knowledge. Please, I beg you in God's name, hold on to knowledge as primary as a believer. Are we together? So go back to John 3. What did time go to now? John 3. So, look at John 3. Very, very last one to yourself, remember what? But born again, he cannot what? See the kingdom of God. How else can you say he cannot see the kingdom of God? Can you say he cannot be clean? Right? So if you look at verse 3, he says born again. Now what does Jesus say in verse 5? Except a man be born of water and the spirit. So if you are like me who knows mathematics, how do you write that equation? Born again in verse 3 is equal to what? Born of water. Is it plus the spirit equals to born of the spirit? Are we together? Right? Now what does it mean to be born again? Okay, born again equals born of water, that is of the spirit. Right? Can you say it's equal to being clean? Can you say it's equal to God putting the spirit in you? Right? I hope you know the word there again is better seen as the word from above. Except a man be born from above, he cannot see. Now, let me ask you a question. What will born from above be? Born of God, okay? Born of the Spirit, born again, what? Born of the what? Supernatural. Can we say born of heaven? Born of heaven. What is heaven? So if you can see supernatural, you can see heaven. So what does it mean to be born again? To be born from above. So born again is equal to born from above. When I say above, are you thinking up? What are you thinking? Supernatural world. Right? Let me say it again. Born again is equal to be born of above. Born from above is equal to born of the water. That is equal to born of the spirit. Do you get that? That's equal to made clean. That is equal to, I'll put my spirit within you, equal to a new heart will I give you. So who is the believer? The believer is one who has received the indwelling of the what? Spirit. So when that happens to you, you can enter the kingdom of God. Now mind you, you know some of us believe that when you say see the kingdom of God, we are not in the kingdom of God yet. It means that one day, something will just happen, and eventually, we'll not... How many of you still believe that there's a role you will join as a king on the last day? Right? Angel Gabriel will just sit down on his table with a chair, then God will see from behind. And they now open what? Book of Life. Is your name in the Book of Life, and you are crying. They just ask you a simple question, you are crying. Is your name in the Book of Life? So we believe that Book of Life just really means a book that your name will just be written. So the question is, you see sometimes if you can just reason a little further than your, don't take it as an insult. It's basic. Right? If you can reason a little, like and I always say these things. About 10 years ago, thereabout, if I had not met sound doctrine like I did, I probably would have been an atheist. Because I had so many unanswered questions. Okay? Science tells me, knowledge tells me, that books, no matter how much you trace it, after being refined, it has its root in trees. So, to create a book, you must have created trees. So, it means that the trees would have been in existence before you fire it and get book. So, the one that is of heaven, will it mean that before the tree that was created in Genesis 1, if there's a tree there, God had done his own tree with his own book? So, by and over time, got modified. Pencils got modified. You know, 200 years ago, 1,000 years ago, they were not writing the way you are writing. I hope you know, Jesus did not have his Bible like this. Do you understand? So, like, how, so if you just reason some things, you'll be like, some things are not, they're not adding up. So when I tell you there's book of life, you don't get born again. I say, what's your name? Joshua Yusuf. Not for Joshua. Like, you know, the angel has to write cursive. Alright, Joshua Yusuf, full stop. And tomorrow, what do you do? You lie. What happened? They remove your first double F. It's now Joshua Yusuf. Hey, Yusuf, you tomorrow again, you still up, and they remove Yusuf. You mean why? So it's just Joshua, why? Right? When you see, they tear your name, they use to pecs. To the point they can even tear the page of the book. Then eventually, when you now restitute. You know what restitution is? Right? You come back to God again with a contrite heart. And what happened? God will now say, I give you the last one. Right. What happens to those? So, not people wake up and change their names. Eh? Before you were married, now this culture, the world tells you that when you marry, the wife takes the husband's name. You got born again when your name was Stephanie Babatola. That's the name they wrote in the Book of Life. But now you are Stephanie Yusuf. So, because you've gotten so used to Stephanie Yusuf, on the day of judgment, they say, Stephanie Yusuf! Stephanie Babatola! It's not you. You just, that cannot be me. Until you see everybody has gone to either heaven or hell, it means you. You say, it's my name you called, though. It's my name you called. Do you know there are several Stephanie Yusufs? Do you know there are several Joshua Yusufs? So when the angel says, Joshua Yusuf, all of us will hear our name. A lot of us are rushing to the gate of heaven. No, stop. Which of you is your son named Coyote? You are the one. Your one is what? If I go that side, they will take you every day. I'm not so well. So do you understand? So you know, people believe there's a screen that will be watching the day you stole meat in the pot. Like we think God is so jobless. And the host of heaven, they are all looking at you. Then in Jeremiah case with the trumpet about to blow it. Da 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 da. Do you think if angel blow trumpet you will hear? When I ask you that kind of question, you should just reason. Where will the trumpet be gotten from? Amazon. So an angel will blow a physical trumpet for you to hear. It's logic now. Look at it. For you to hear the literal physical trumpet, the trumpet has to be physical. So it means that the trumpet not being physical means there's every tendency you will not hear it of physical. So a lot of things we just think about is just so ridiculous. Give yourself to God's word. Give yourself to God's word. A greater sickness than COVID will still come. I'm not prophesying. It will still come. What happened? You know that this has not been the greatest sickness, for instance, that has killed the highest number of men. Right? You know in the Bible there was something called quarantine, anyone you want. But this is from the Bible in Exodus. You see in Exodus, you see it in the Bible. That when somebody is found to have this, they say, stay away. Now, the prophet now says that, you see, they started asking you to stay in your house. That's how they start capturing you. So you don't know what's going on outside. Like, how do we reason these things? Right? So, be a believer who is going to keep your thinking cap open, even when I talk. Right? You know how I say it. Don't take what I'm saying because it is me saying it. Don't honor me more than you honor God's word. You don't get that. You see, this thing I'm saying is not the easiest thing to say. Because who doesn't like honor? Right? I'm not the Alpha and Omega of knowledge. Right? So it means that there's certain things I will say today that I will modify a few years from now. And it also means there's certain things I said 5 years ago that I will say better today. Why? Because I'm growing. Are we together? Have that attitude of wanting to open your heart to God's word. Yes, you need men to teach you God's word. That's the truth. God has designed the Christian faith that a man will teach you God's word to understand God's word. Because the Bible is a man-written book, even though God inspired. So it means the language of man will be involved, figures of speech will be involved, grammatical context will need to be understood, and lots of things. Right? So make sure that as you are reading God's word, you open your heart very well. So what does it mean to be born again? It really means to be made clean by the sprinkling of clean water. And how is that done? Is there sprinkling? No. Is there H2O? No. So it's speaking about water without mentioning talking about water. You get that? Some people now, they say, it's not by water baptism. What happened? One man will just carry one basin and carry leaf and top it like this. I'll speak on you. And what happens? You are born again. And they tell you are born again, you believe. And they really tell you are born again. We speak of water and you believe. Right? You know, water baptism is an outward, how do you say it again? It's an outward show of your inward reality. You see, people exalt water baptism more than evangelism. Small thing, you enter inside water, they you take your picture, you post on Instagram, and you put, I have a joy, you put background song, I will have it in Jesus, and that's it, inside water. You bring you out again. Say sanctified. And the next day, we look at your life. You are away from the water. Far away from the spirit. If it's really a public show of an inward reality, you really should put CNN there to record you. Right? The whole world should be seeing it now. It should not be one corner. I don't know why I'm talking in this direction today. It's very important. But I think I'm building up to what I'm going to teach about in Christ's stead. Right? I started last week. Right? So, you need to make sure that your understanding is as thorough as it can be. Your understanding is as thorough as it can be. Because you really cannot live above your knowledge of God's word. Altogether. You know that people that do water baptism, they don't do it without quoting John 3. Look, wait now. Did Jesus say born of water? Is it not from Jesus' mouth? You know, people believe that Jesus baptized with water. Should I show you a scripture that says Jesus baptized with water? Go to John 4:1. Look at God's go to John 4:1, the next chapter. Are you in John chapter 4, verse 1? Can we read together if you are there? 1, 2, 3, go. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John. Is that not a sentence that shows you Jesus baptized more disciples than John? Water. Then why do you say disclaimer in verse 2? Look at verse 2. Though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. Is it your Bible? Clear. Right? If Jesus says a man was born of water and the Spirit, how come we say you are born again first, then we do water? The order in which he said it is water before Spirit. But now we are saying you are born again, then your open on water is the outer show of your, but you know it doesn't add up. You should look at John 7. Look at John 7 quickly. John chapter 7, verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man be what? Thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. Stop. What is Jesus saying? If a man is thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. Does that also equate the fact that Jesus or God has a water to give? When we spoke about the water God has to give in Ezekiel 36, what is he going to use the water to do? Sprinkle. Then to what? Make clean. But this one, he's saying drink. Do you think they are saying different things? All together. He says, if you are thirsty, come and drink. Hold on, let me show you what the water is about. So, if you look at verse 37, he says, if any man is thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. Look at 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall what? Flow rivers of living water. Now let's read 38 together, 39 together. 1, 2, 3, go. But this spake he of this. So when you think of living water, what should you think about? Spirit. Now, let's check if it's actually true. Ezekiel 36, what do you see? Water, spirit. John 3, what do you see? Water, spirit. John 7, what do you see? Water, spirit. So, one is saying born again. One is saying sprinkle water. One is saying drink. Is he saying different things or the same thing? So, it means, what? Now, Pastor, why is the Bible written? Why is it just confusing all of us? Why do you think the same thing will be communicated in different ways? It is because it is written in the language of man. I mean, you know, when you talk, sometimes you are talking to somebody and you're seeing the person's facial expression. I say, stop. Let me say it to you like this. Doesn't happen to all of you. Right? You are trying to explain how somebody did something. You're not trying to explain to somebody and you say, so if you see how the guy slapped that guy or the guy punched that guy. But you want to now communicate the gravity of the punching. You say, think of a bazooka. Did you not hold bazooka? What are you doing? You are using human language to communicate the same thing. So across the scriptures, the same truth will be communicated with different what? Words, different figures of speech. Let me show you something. Look at John 6. Let me show you something different. Look at John 6. Look at John 6 verse 31. Are you there? Please follow. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Hold on. When the Bible says he gave them bread from heaven to eat, where should your mind not go to? The sky opening up and bread falling on the floor. Do you understand? Rain of bread. That is dropping on the floor. So then they are saying they are catching it. Right? Then the one that cannot catch, what do? They pick it from the floor and they dust it. Are we together? So what is that story about bread communicating? There was supernatural provision. From where? The unseen world. What did he say? Bread from heaven. Now hold on. Look at verse 32. Then Jesus said unto them, listen, so they came to meet Jesus and say, what sign show you? Look at 30. Then they said therefore unto Jesus, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? So what are they saying to Jesus? They say, you are the Son of God, show us, give us a sign. Even Moses said that the Lord will say the Son of God, he gave them sign. He gave them bread from where? Heaven. What did Jesus now say? Look at 32. Then Jesus said unto them, very, very, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from where? Heaven. Won't you be confused? You can open, you see, the way you can open a Bible to see where the earth bred manna from heaven is the same way they open their Bible. I said, come Jesus. I'm sure they would have said, come Jesus. You don't even know the word. You be shouting, I'm the word. You don't even know the word. See, it is here. God gave them bread from heaven. Now Jesus will say, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you true bread from heaven. Are we together? Now, look at 40. First and 33, sorry. For the bread of God is he. What is Jesus now saying? When you think bread from heaven, think of a person. Look at that. So he says, the bread of heaven is he which cometh down from where? Heaven. And giveth life unto the world. Now, what should you not say as coming down from heaven? Don't think there's a staircase that Jesus used to use from the earth to come down. When he landed on the earth, he just landed and walked. When it's not private jets. Are we together? Then he said unto him, verse 34, Lord, ever may give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the what? I am the bread of life. Now, is that another way of saying living bread? When he came to John 7, what did Jesus call living bread? Living water. Is it different or the same? So when God has water to give, does he also have bread to give? Two different things are the same. The same. So the bread of God is equal to his water. What are we saying? We are saying the same thing using two different nomenclatures. Bread, water. Why do you think? Because man likes food. So bread will be easy way to communicate. So when you say, I've eaten the bread of God, and you say, I have drank the bread of the water of God. Now, you know, a better way as a solid believer to say it is, I've eaten the bread of God, that is, I've drank his water. Not, I first drank, ate his bread, then drank water. You know, bread normally will choke you. Right? So you think, when you eat the bread, what happened? Water needs to push you down. Then what did you jump up? Right? So what is the teaching? Now look at it again. Jesus Christ says, I'm the bread of life, 35. He that cometh unto me shall never... Wait, in John 7, what did he say? He that cometh unto you shall never do, shall never thirst. So, to be hungry is equal to be thirsty. Which is what? To be without bread, that is to be without water. What is that? To be without the Spirit. Are you following this? Right? So he says, but I say unto you, and look at it again, I am the bread of life, 35, he that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Is that equal to John 7? Test. Yeah. Look at verse 36. But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me and believe not. It is all that your Father giveth me shall come to me, and the Father giveth me brother, and he that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven. Staircase from the sky? Lovely, you are following. Right? And not to do my own will, but the will of the Father sent me. And this is the Father's will which he had sent me, that of all which he had given me, I should lose nothing. What is Jesus saying? Once you eat my bread, I can't lose you again. Let me say it clearly. No believer can be unsaved. Are we together? People don't lose salvation. Except the salvation you received is the one from the back of your village. Or the city you come from. Are we together? So, he says, I shall lose nothing, but shall raise it up again on the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son, that believeth on him, may have what? Everlasting life. So, how else can you say everlasting life? Eating bread. So, when you eat bread, what do you have? By eating bread, what do you have? You've drank water, that is, you what? Received the Spirit, that is, you have everlasting life. You see, that life, that water, you don't vomit it. Some of you are just, you know how difficult it is to vomit food you ate yesterday. Do you understand? You'll now be selecting the place to put your hand in your mouth. You know how difficult it is to vomit food you ate yesterday. You now think you can vomit the Spirit that you ate without eating. So, how does a man eat God's bread? Eating. Or believing now. You get that, right? We're getting there. Look at it. I just want to end. So look at verse 41. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I'm the bread which come down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, how can you say bread from heaven? Look at it. This one. Is not Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? Then Jesus answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It was written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that I heard and heard the Father coming to me. Now, look at verse 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me shall what? Have everlasting life. I am the bread of... So how do you eat the bread God gives? Believe. All together. So does God give bread? Does God give bread? Yes, now. Does God have bread? So God is actually a bakery that supplies bread. And the bread God supplies from his bakery is himself. God has a water fountain. God has a water factory. And the water that is produced is himself by his Spirit. Are we together? That's why you now see Jesus will now tell you, pray this way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. With what I've said today, you ought not to think that daily bread means food every day. You get that? That's why people are fighting God. You see, there are people on this earth who recite the Lord's Prayer every day, but they can go 3 days without eating. I thought they say it's daily. Are we together? So it means that when the Bible says, give us this day our daily bread, it cannot speak about... You know, if God... If you have a husband or a wife or a fiance or whatever, and the person is on every gift they give you, your birthday, bread. Honeymoon, bread. Anniversary ceremony, bread. Your child's birthday, bread. Yeah? It's got the point when the person will have the bread next time. When the person is bringing it towards you, say, don't drop it on the table. When you are ready, we'll divide it. Yeah? You know, see some a little higher level believer says, you see, when the Bible says, give us daily bread, whilst he speaks about bread, he's saying, he's just talking about food generally. So the bread might not be, now the provision of the food is daily, but the bread might not, it should be different. Today it might come as pounded yam, today it might come as, you know, then it just depends on the spirit will. Are we together? Very easy to think that way. You know, some of these things are logical. And you know, see, is it bad to believe that God provides? No. We were saying that provision that God gives such that it quenches your hunger forever is what you call the daily bread. So the daily is not as daily as the word daily means. You get that? I'll say it one more time. The daily is not as daily as the word daily means. Right? So what will be daily bread? Daily bread will be the bread that quenches hunger forever. You get that? Yeah, daily bread will be the bread that, so it means that for every single day, that bread remains the same, with your hunger quenched forever. So as day one, day two, day three, day four, the bread remains the same every day because it's a roll of bread that quenches hunger forever. Are we together? Now, so what else can you say give us our daily bread? Can you say give us our daily water? Are we together? So the next verse that says, you forgive us our trespasses. So that we forgive others. So what now, mind you, what, for God so loved the world, that he gave his what? Begotten Son. That also have a living who shall not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. What does it mean to have everlasting life? It means to have your sins forgiven. Right? So, why is the next line after daily bread speaking about forgiveness of sins? It says, you give us our daily bread, that is to say you forgive our debts. Are we together? You get it, right? You get it? You give us this day our daily bread. What is daily bread? Sufficient bread that remains the same bread that quenches hunger every day. Up until eternity. Right? Not every morning, Holy Spirit will knock at your door with bread for today. Bread for today? Open your door. Bread for today? So today you meet it with tuna. Tomorrow you meet it with effort. Tomorrow you meet it with... So it depends on how the bread is doing. Some people do bread like you see. Everybody has what is following them and what they are following. But let's just tell them we are saved. Are we together? Tomorrow, no effort in the house, you meet it with okra. People do strange things, right? But imagine if the Holy Spirit is always knocking at your door to give you the bread for you. Say, and when you just say, boom, boom, that's the bread. So it's there, bread, bread for the day, bread. Or fortunately, when you come to the campus, but you can actually put it in your post box. And just, you know, that's what the real life is. All together. So the daily bread doesn't mean God gives you food every day. Even Jesus fed 5,000 people. The next day they went to call their families, come and eat. What happened? He says, the Bible speaking. What happened? All of them started going. So he gave them bread the first day, multiplied bread and fish the first day. Right? What was he doing? It is called sign. It's a miraculous. What is miraculous? Signs and wonder. So it is, you see something that is a sign pointing you to a reality. So you wonder. Glory. Some people just talk nonsense and just make it look like they say nothing deep. I mean, you know, tell me that I have very trained people here. Start jotting things down. Are we together? So it's a sign, because what is a sign? A sign is that which points to a reality. So when you see the sign, don't stop at the sign. So Jesus came, he multiplied, he said, where is bread, fish? So does God give fish? Yes, so the fish God gives is his bread. And you see that fish, you can also call it his meat. So God is not vegetarian or non-vegetarian. So today you can explain the fish as meat and explain the meat as you just confuse the devil. You just know you shall know you receive the spirit. Yeah, do you know that? So when a man becomes born again, what happens? You say your hunger has been quenched. That is, you've eaten the daily bread of God. And the daily bread, like I said, is not as daily as the word daily sounds. It is sufficient bread. That's why the next time I'll tell you, you forgive us our trespasses. Don't forget, though, that prayer, where does it start from? Our Father in where? Heaven. What did Jesus say in John 6? The Father in heaven gives bread. That's why that's what you call lost prayer. There has to be bread. Because the Father in heaven gives bread. So our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, means sanctified is your work. Only you give bread the way you do. You see, he doesn't just stand far off and give you bread. He's actually the bread and gives you himself. That's why you say, hallowed be your name. So it is the way you do your things, only you can do it. Are we together? In other words, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So what is the will about? It's about giving bread. What is the will about? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is where? Where do people go to? You get it? You can't say your will be done on earth as the way your will is done when they are dead. Your will be done on earth as it is what? In heaven. What is the will really about? You give us this day. Now, is this day about a Monday, a Tuesday? No, it's about the dispensation of the resurrection. That's why the psalmist will say, today is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. What does that really mean? It's not saying that every Sunday you need to start service. No, for we are in the day. Hallelujah. The day of his power, the day of his resurrection. It's in one day. Are we together? So don't think day as Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. No, day will be seen as a dispensation. So we will be done on earth. So you give us this day our daily bread. What I really mean by saying is you forgive our sins. So that we what? Forgive others. Did you get that? So the only person that gives bread, the way God gives bread, is God. So let's assume you receive a miraculous bread. Let me ask you a question. Did they eat bread in the wilderness? Manna. They ate supernatural food. Was it every day? Could Pharaoh, who was very wealthy, supply their bread after the miraculous bread they ate? So it means that the bread God gave them, not only can give bread that way. You get it? Another person can give bread that way. So if God doesn't give bread, I will give bread. There are people who will do NGO on top of God's matter and supply more bread. You know, if Bill Gates gives you food to eat, you know now? That's why you need to be careful what you teach as a church, as a minister, as a minister. You can't teach material prosperity as that which God gives man because you are a believer. As a believer, anything I touch will turn to gold. You are not serious. The things you be touching, what has it turned to? She said bones for now. For now it's for now it's bones. You are still dirty. So, you know what the Bible says? They shall lay gold as dust. Job, I've talked that over to, I don't want to go there today. Oh, now the Bible says I shall lay up gold like dust. Oh, the wealth of the Gentiles. Chapter 9. You see, as I'm trying to look at this, I'm like, ignorance doesn't really look good on you. The Bible says, the wealth of the Gentiles shall be transferred to me. Oh, let that go, they be working. God, you see, God does his things in mysterious way. You are a mystery. You are a mystery. God does his things in mysterious way. There's a way God will just move the money. See, if... You know how many times you call the bank when £100 left your account? £100. And like I said, God will just take $1 billion from the bank with his account. You will not feel it. It's like, no, God will even take it and he will wipe his memory. The one who is start sharing it for you. You don't want to share. You see, God had to wait for an unbeliever to make the money. Then now share. What will you do with your thinking faculties? What will you do with your brain? What will you do with your work? You see, not everybody will be rich. You can't pray, you can't pray yourself to wealth. Nigeria should not be where it is. And our fellow counterpart African countries. Are we together? Right? You go to some countries, when you look in the sky, what do you see? You see light, street light, you are happy. You go to the country that has the highest number of churches. the pilot is putting all the lamp in the plate so I can land. Eh? So he can land. How pilot is busy, then you know plane has a lamp. And you put it on main beam. So he can land. And we have the highest number of churches. Something's wrong now. It means that the church is not to groom men to be wealthy. I can always tell you, if Dan Gote or Bill Gates cannot sit where I'm teaching to listen to God's word, then what I'm saying is nonsense. Right? So we've done first crossover now. We've crossed over to another year. Another one is coming. This is your year. Take it. I receive. No matter how much your voice is loud, you don't receive. Do the supernatural happen? Yes, they happen now, but you know it's not the norm. Are we together? Right? So, as not, see, any other thing that another man can, let me see. Can you have a miraculous car? Yes, now. You can't have a miraculous car. You can have a miraculous house. Yes, you can now. But can other men make you wealthy? Yes, now. But what is that thing which no other man on earth can give you? Only God does it his way. His spirit, his bread, his water. So that when God steps into the matter, you cannot compete with him. You can't stand with him. You can't try to match him. You can't think it. So it's so ridiculous to actually think that what we are created on this earth to do is to become wealthy through the God. I can do all things. Look at what is me. Oh, yeah. For the plans he has of me, they are good, not of evil, to bring to the expected end. You need to know what the expected end is. Because the expected end will always differ. But you know, there's that expected end that God actually has assured the believer. That once you believe the gospel, we are sure that there's such a thing called the resurrection of the saints. Only God. So when you say he's a unique God, only you can do what no man can do, and you are thinking of house. No, you're lying. You're lying. We just said it now. You know, if Bill Gates attends a lot of our churches and he hears our prayer points, you know he would answer everything, including the pastor. Instead of you, how many are you? 2,000 in this church. Write it down. Debit them. Just debit me and credit them. You see, that's why rich men can come to certain services and they think they are the God that we are praying to. I told of a man who, somebody went to go and preach to him, his boss, you want to go and preach to your boss, you want to go and write testimony of people that bought car, people that have a car, 1992, then that soon. Eh? See what our God is doing in our midst. And he that doesn't believe in God, believe in Jesus. He told the man, he said, if this is what your Lord does, I can do better now. Yeah. What happened? You go back home. Go and learn the word. Did you get that? So, what we magnify as believers is the Spirit of God. Nothing else. Nothing else. See, you don't need to be far from me to know that I believe in good life. I don't need to be close to me. Let me say it better. Who doesn't like good life? You just want to suffer. You just like to suffer. Just like to labor. No. We don't like good things. We like it. What we are saying is, you can actually have good things in this life without being a Christian. But there's only one thing that you are called to do that is unique to you. Right? That's what the Bible now tells in Ephesians 1. Blessed be our God and Father who has blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings. If that thing you call spiritual blessing is something another man can give another man, then it's not spiritual blessings. Because spiritual blessings will be limited to the things that only the Spirit gives. That's why that tells you in verse 4, predestined, foreordained, before the foundation of the world. You are righteous, you are redeemed by his blood. Are we here? Say, I'm saved forever. Right? So, you see, we can keep preaching this thing. And you see several scriptures saying the same thing. Let's finish where we were in John 7, so I can round up today. He says, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, and are what? John 7, open there quickly. John 7:49. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness. Now, what is manna? What does this mean? What is this? John 6:49. Your fathers did eat manna, are you there now? In the wilderness, and they are what? What is Jesus saying? Jesus is saying, if it were to be bread from heaven, the earth, there's something called eternal life that would have given. So it means the miraculous bread that they ate is just a sign. Are we together? So now says, this is the bread, verse 50, which cometh down from heaven, that a man eat thereof and not die. Look at 51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man should eat of this bread, he shall what? Live forever. You get that? So that's why you see daily bread means living forever. That means your hunger is quenched forever. Your thirst is quenched forever. So he that eats of this bread. So you can read verse 51 in a different way. When it says, he that eats of this bread, you can also say, he that drinks of this water shall what? Live forever. You can also say, he that is sprinkled by this water. Did you get that? So look at verse 53. It says, then Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in him. Stop. Vampire territory. Jesus says you must eat flesh. Please be careful. Flesh. Jesus says, if you don't eat my flesh, you don't drink my blood, forget it, you can't have anything. You see, God, do you know the mind can do and undo? Do you know people actually think daily bread is physical bread? When it comes to eating of his flesh, they say no, it's figurative. Like, how did you selectively separate it? If you don't understand what I've been saying for the past over an hour, you realize when he says, eat my flesh, drink my blood, is not to eat physical flesh. It's not to eat juicy down blood, including bread from Tesco. Including wine, ever wine. Are you here? Yeah. Right? So, he says, I am the living bread, which came up from, no, I'm in verse 53. 53, right? I said, except a man eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. So let me ask you a question. How many of you have eaten of the flesh? Yeah, we all. How many of you have drank his blood? Right? What is his blood? His life, which is his what? His spirit. Same thing. So, blood equal to water, equal to bread, equal to spirit. How do you explain it from the Bible? Numbers will tell you that the life of the flesh is in the blood. So, did you drink the blood of Jesus? Yes, so, you see, blood of Jesus is not what you use to sprinkle on road that has pothole, so that you get to the destination safely. No, I remember years ago, smart you want to travel, we cover the road in blood of Jesus. Blood, road. I got to London over 7 hours, 2 weeks ago, I didn't need to pray. Like, I definitely prayed on the journey, but not for my safety. Because every other person is driving with, they want to get home. You know, in some part of the world, they drive as though they don't want to get home. They just want to, and when it's out of life. So, if you need an outside of life, you need to be careful how you drive, because people will help you go faster to where you don't want to go to. They'll carry you to where you don't know. Are we here? If you want to go for 1 hour trip, 2 hour trip, how can you want to start learning how to drive? The first thing your instructor is telling you is consider every other person as a madman. That's the first thing your instructor is telling you. Consider that every other person that you drive is a madman. That's to encourage you. And until they say that, you will not be that serious. Right? I drove to Aberdeen yesterday, 3 hours. I came back home the same day. I still continue my life. I wasn't speaking in tongues for, you know, when loser guys will not just come and enter my front and just park. I'll not press break. Like, it was so interesting. That is why your message of the gospel cannot be limited to a geographical location. I was with somebody yesterday, she said there are lots of prayers she dropped at the airport. I said that's because when you were in that country, you were never praying. As you ought to pray. Let me add that. It's not by joining 9 a.m. prayer, 12 p.m. prayer, and you're praying for 5 hours. It's not the man of the world, man of prayer. When you see what the apostles prayed for, when you gauge your prayer life in respect to their prayer life, if it's not close to it, you are far from praying. All together, why do you think prayer, why do you think there's a gospel for people in poor countries? And there's a gospel for people in rich countries? So what happens when everybody meets you together in the center? You put interpreter and you say, all of you, if your account is £5,000 and below, go there. If your account is £50,000 and below, go here. If your account is £1 million and above, I'll teach you personally. I said, do them. is that people handle them. You 1 million above where you lift your hands come? You see, God has shrunk me to you. Money. Everybody now is thinking money. But do you know the wealth of the Spirit? Do you know what it means for God to say, I want to dwell in man? You know, the sacrifice of Jesus was not to God. God did not need the sacrifice. Else, God is not different from a traditional herbalist where you use blood to appease. God says, I want to live in them. The way this man is, if I don't show them how much I love them, they will say it's a figment of the imagination. What did God do? God took on flesh, entered the womb of a woman, and was born after 9 months without a man. So God still wanted to do it miraculously. But he said, man, be their mind. Let them just see a woman that will carry a pregnancy. Then let that woman's pregnancy now grow, then the child will now grow, then get to a particular age. Then what now happens? You see, God didn't know what he was saying. Such that the people he was dying for were the ones that killed him. So God just said, is it a man? Just throw yourself in, man is wicked. If man can kill God, man kill God. But if you don't know that in killing God, they were working out salvation for mankind. If they have known, are we together? So God will come in the womb of woman as bread. Are we together? Right? And will grow and be born and be killed. And he will not just resurrect, he will first tell you how it will happen. He will say, destroy this temple in 3 days and I will build it. And I will raise it up. And he said, I was wrong with this one. Your mouth will just be cha-cha-cha. Temple that took our fathers 500 years to build. You say you will destroy it in 3 days. Only in Superman. Well done. Bible now tells you, for he spoke not of the temple of the building that is physical, but the temple which is his body. So what was Jesus saying? So Jesus will be throwing them his reality in the midst of his conversation and they don't understand. He will say, destroy this temple, and they will think of temple. And what happened? He said, you understand later. Even the disciples, it was after the resurrection, they say, so that's what he meant by this. Oh, no wonder. Man, those are people that still believe in Jesus. So he will say, So when Bible now started in Genesis 1, it says, God created the heavens and the earth. Mind you, what is heaven? Supernatural, unseen. Earth will be what? Physical, that which is seen. Which one was without form and void? Was anything said about heaven? So the earth was without what? Form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Which would be what? Face of the earth. Right? And God said, no, hold on, before that, what happened? The Spirit of God moved. Where do you think the Spirit of God is moving from? Heaven. And is it been following? We just said heaven is supernatural. That which is of the Spirit. So if the Spirit of God moved, what is moving? Heaven is moving. Right? So heaven, right? Spirit of God moved. And how else can you say heaven is moving? God said, let there be light. So what is light? Sun? It can't be sun now. Altogether. It can't be sun. So let there be light is another way of saying, let there be my Spirit. Which is another way of saying, keep with me. We've talked plenty today. This is another way of saying, let there be water. Another way of saying, let there be bread. Another way of saying, let there be blood. Another way of saying, let there be what? Life. Another way of saying, let there be rivers and living water. Another way of saying, let there be what? Born again. Another way of saying, same thing. So from the so the Bible is not a book to make you wise regarding stories. The Bible is a book written with stories to make you right regarding a story. So a storyline is communicated with different stories. But your attention must be on the story. So don't lose track on the story and be looking at different stories. That's why Paul will tell you Abraham had two sons. And he will tell you that Abraham had two sons. Don't go and think of sleeping into your house again when your wife cannot give birth. Paul will not tell you when you think of Abraham has two sons. It's a figure of speech. It is talking about two covenants. So Abraham had more than two sons. But two were highlighted in the Bible to speak about what? Two covenants. So a full story is told. And the story is not about Abraham. Do you get that? A full story. There's a man. Eh? The man fight war. The man had this. Yeah. So when you see Father Abraham had many sons, what your attention go to? Father God will bring many sons into glory. So the true Father Abraham is who? Our God. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? So when you think of the stories of Abraham, Abraham had two sons. Oh, one of them was this. One of them was born woman. One of them was the free man. One of them is this. Yeah. What's your attention go to? There's a story that is being told. Right? Noah builds an ark. Others that did not come into the ark were destroyed. What is being told? A story is being told. Are we together? Are we together? Right? Joseph, you know, so we can keep listing the stories one after the other, after the other, but your attention should not be far away from what? Where is the story of the Spirit being given? Are you here? Are you following? So what are we talking about today? Let me wrap up now. Right? The Spirit of God has been God's solution to the problems of man from the beginning. Are we together? However, that message of the Spirit has been communicated through time with various what? Words, various ideologies, various concepts. Why? Because man will be the best vessel that which by which God will communicate his thoughts. And that's why I started showing you from Ezekiel 36. God says to Ezekiel, say to them, who is talking? God. So on the lips of man, you will see what? The thoughts of God, the plan of God executed. Right? Genesis 1 will now tell you, God created man in his own image. And God said, God created man in his own image. God said, let them be what? Fruitful. Is that not true? Let them be fruitful and what? Multiply. Is that to be giving that to plenty children? Is that what it will mean? You know, if that is God's plan for multiplying, why can a man decide to have only one child? What do you think of the economy? Do you get that? Do you get that? So when the Bible says be fruitful and multiply, it's not saying have plenty children. It is just saying that God, the true Father Abraham, will have plenty children. And how will God do it? Through you and I, preaching the gospel. In preaching the gospel, we are taking men from darkness into light. In the process of by which that is done, that is the multiplication. That's the fruitfulness. So Jesus will say, going into all the world and preach the gospel. What is he saying? Going into the other world and multiply. So you are one who is being discipled, for instance, by a discipler. Not for you to end there. It is for you to also take that mindset, that attitude, to also look for those who what? Disciple. For in doing that, what are you doing? The will of the Father. Are we together? We're still looking at concerning spiritual. I took a break today. But I tried to emphasize the work of the Spirit in you. Right? So you don't have to see bread from Tesco before you remember Jesus, before you remember God. Don't think of wine. What do you just read? You read the word. Various ways will communicate what? The truth about his work. You know as well, even the Spirit is actually what you see as a sign when you talk about the conversion of water into wine. All together. Did Jesus turn water to wine? What is that really speaking about? What will wine be? Would that be people with the Spirit? Hold on. Genesis 1. The earth was without form and void, and darkness upon the face of the deep. Or waters? All together. So water will be that which is without the Spirit. Then wine will be that which is with light. Don't let me go into that today. But the same thing. Did Jesus make a man who was blind begin to see? What is that called? Signs and what? Wonder. What is that pointing to? The fact that those of us that were blind before will now begin to see. You see, we can go on, and we are saying the same thing. That God wants to supply his Spirit to man. Let me close here. So let's enter some vampire territories before we go on. Look at John 6:54. In case you don't see it in verse 53, except a man drink the blood and eat his flesh, he has no life. Jesus now emphasized again in verse 54, John 6:54. Whosoever eateth, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, hath what? Eternal life. How many of you can quote John 3:16? Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. For God so loved the world, that gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have. So from John 3:16, how do you have everlasting life? Believe in him. From John 6:54, how do you have everlasting life? Eating his flesh, drinking his blood. So how do you eat his flesh and drink his blood? So mathematicians, believing in him is equal to eating his flesh, is equal to drinking his blood, is equal to drinking his water, is equal to being eating his blood. You can go on and on and on. Right? So he now says, for my flesh is meat. Why are you confusing us now? He wants to talk more, talk more. That flesh you're not talking about as bread, he now calls it meat. So does God give meat? So God is not vegetarian. So he says, for my flesh is meat. Are we together? Indeed, and my blood is what? Drink. So God gives you bread. In giving you bread, he has given you what? Meat. In giving you meat, he has given you what? Drink. In giving you drink, he has given you what? Water. Now, let's close here. Look at 56. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me. Okay, hold on, hold on. What does dwelleth in me? What will it be equal to? Is in us, eh? Heaven, we receive the Spirit, eh? It is in the context of verse 54. Have everlasting life. Do you get that? Right, so he that eateth my flesh and drinketh in my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. So when you say I in you in God, God in you is equal to what? Having everlasting life, equal to having eternal life, equal to having the Spirit, unending. Right? But still with the Bible. Like, you know, you can use, anyways. So look at verse 57. As the living Father has sent me, I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. So look at 58. Let's read 58 together as we close. 1, 2, 3, go. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Now look at 62. It does get closed. Look at 62. What and if he shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? Hallelujah. What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? He says, look at 63. It is the what? So flesh, bread, meat, what is it about? The Spirit quickeneth. He now tells you, don't be dumb. The flesh profited nothing. Don't be dumb. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. But there are some of you that what? Believe not. Right? For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. So are you one who has eaten bread? Is that bread daily? Yes, daily bread. So how else can you say daily bread? Sufficient bread. The bread that quenches hunger once forever. Hallelujah. It's been a pleasure to bring God's word your way. So as usual, look at someone beside you, right? And tell them what you've learned today.